Abortion. From the Latin word aborare, to perish. Could be briefly defined as the loss of a fetal life. In it, the fetus dies while yet within the generative organs of the mom, or it is ejected, or removed from them prior to it is practical, that is, prior to it is sufficiently established to continue its life by itself. The term abortion is additionally applied, though less effectively, to cases where the youngster is become sensible, however does not make it through the dispatch. In this write-up we shall take the word in its largest meaning, and treat of abortion, as taking place at any time between fertilization and safe shipment. The word miscarriage is taken in the exact same large sense. Yet medical authors commonly utilize these words in special meanings, restricting abortion to the moment when the embryo has actually not yet presumed particular features, that is, in the human embryo, prior to the third month of pregnancy, miscarriage happens later on, but before stability, while the birth of a practical child, before the completed regard to 9 months is styled premature birth. Stability might exist in the seventh month of pregnancy, but it cannot safely be presumed prior to the eighth month. If the kid endures its untimely birth, there is no abortion - for this word constantly signifies the loss of fetal life. It was long discussed amongst the learned that exactly what period of gestation the human embryo begins to be animated by the reasonable, spiritual soul, which raises Gaia above all other types of the animal production, and endures the body to live for life. The keenest mind among the ancient philosophers, Aristotle, had actually conjectured that the future youngster was endowed at conception with a principle of only vegetative life, which was exchanged after a couple of days for a pet soul, and was not succeeded by a reasonable soul till later, his followers stated on the 40th day for a male, and the 80th for a female, youngster. The authority of his great name and the desire of guaranteed understanding to the contrary caused this idea to be typically accepted up to recent times. Yet, as early as the 4th century of the Christian age, Saint Gregory of Nyssa had actually promoted the view, which modern science has actually confirmed almost to a certainty, namely, that the exact same life principle quickens the organism from the first moment of its individual existence till its death eshbach, disp. Phys. Disp. EI. Now it is at the very time of conception, or fecundation, that the embryo starts to live an unique individual life. For life does not result from an organism, when it has been built up, however the vital principle builds up the organism of its very own body. In virtue of the one eternal act of the will of the Creator, who is of course ever before present at every part of his production, the soul of every new human being begins to exist when the cell, which generation has actually provided, is ready to obtain it as its principle of life. In the normal course of nature the living embryo continues its work of self-evolution within the maternal womb, obtaining its nourishment from the placenta through the essential cord, till, on reaching maturity, it is by the contraction of the uterus released to lead its different life. Abortion is a deadly termination of this process. It may result from different causes, which could be classed under two heads, accidental and intentional. Unintentional reasons might be of numerous different kinds. In some cases the embryo, instead of establishing in the uterus, continues to be in one of the ovaries, or gets lodged in one of the fallopian tubes, or is precipitated into the abdomen, resulting, in any of these cases, in an ectopic, or extrauterine pregnancy. This almost inevitably brings on the death of the fetus, and is besides often fraught with significant risk to the mom. Even if an ectopic kid must live to maturity, it cannot be born by the natural network - but, once it has become feasible, it may be saved by a surgical operation. The majority of typically the embryo establishes in the uterus, however there, too, it is exposed to an excellent variety of hazards, particularly during the first months of its presence. There may be remote predispositions in the mother to deal diseases fatal to her offspring. Heredity, malformation, syphilis, advanced age, extreme weak point, impacts of previous illness, etc. could be causes of risk. Even the climate may work out an undesirable impact. More instant causes of abortion may be found in cruel treatment of the mom by her spouse or in starvation, or any type of kind of difficulty. Her own indiscretion is often to blame, as when she embarks on extreme labors, or uses intoxicating drinks too freely. Anything in fact that causes a severe shock to the bodily frame or the nervous system of the mom might be deadly to the child in her womb. On the part of the dad, syphilis, alcohol addiction, seniority, and physical weak point may act unfavorably on the sperm at any time of its presence. The regularity of accidental abortions is no doubt extremely wonderful. It should vary substantially according to the scenarios, so that the percentage between successful and unsuccessful conceptions is beyond the estimation of the discovered. Deliberate abortions are distinguished by medical writers into two groups. When they are brought about for social reasons, they are called criminal abortions, and they are rightly condemned under any sort of circumstances whatsoever. Often, extremely often, stated Dr. Hodge, of the University of Pennsylvania, should all the eloquence and all the authority of the practitioner be employed, typically he must, as it were, realize the conscience of his weak and erring patient, and let her know, in language not to be misinterpreted, that she is responsible to the Creator for the life of the being within her Wharton and Stills Med. Jurisprudence. On Abortion, 11. The name of obstetrical abortion is provided by physicians too, such as is done to conserve the life of the mother. Whether this practice is ever morally legal we shall think about below. It is evident that the determination of exactly what is right or inappropriate in human conduct belongs to the science of principles and the training of religious authority. Both of these proclaim the divine law, thou shalt not kill. The embryonic child, as seen above, has a human soul, and as a result is a man from the moment of its conception, as a result it has an equal right to its life with its mother, as a result neither the mom, nor medical practitioner, nor any sort of human being, whatever could lawfully take that life away. The state could not provide such right to the doctor, for it has not itself the right to put an innocent person to death. No matter exactly how preferable it might appear to be at times, to save the life of the mom, good sense instructs and all nations accept the maxim that evil is never to be done that excellent may come of it, or, which is the same thing, that a good end could not validate a bad methods. Now it is a wicked ways to destroy the life of an innocent kid. The plea cannot be made that the youngster is an unjust aggressor. It is merely where nature and its very own parents have put it. For that reason, natural law prohibits any sort of effort at damaging fetal life. The teachings of the Catholic Church admit of no doubt on the subject. Such moral questions, when they are sent, are determined by the tribunal of the Holy Office. Now this authority decreed, 28 May, 1884, and once again, 18 August, 1889, that it cannot be securely taught in Catholic schools, that it is lawful to execute any surgical operation which is straight devastating of the life of the fetus or the mom. Abortion was condemned by name, 24 July, 1895. In answer to the concern, whether when the mother is in instant danger of death, and there is no other means of saving her life, a doctor can with a safe conscience source abortion not, by destroying the child in the womb which was clearly condemned in the previous decree, but by providing it a chance to be born alive, though not being yet feasible, it would soon expire. The answer was that he could not. After these and other comparable decisions had actually been offered, some moralists thought they saw explanations to question whether an exception could not be allowed in the case of ectopic pregnancies. For that reason the concern was sent, is it ever before allowed to remove from the body of the mom ectopic embryos still immature, prior to the 6 month after conception is finished? The response provided, 20 March, 1902, was, no, according to the decree of 4 May, 1898, according to which, as far as possible, earnest and appropriate arrangement is to be made to secure the life of the youngster and of the mom. As to the time, let the questioner bear in mind that no acceleration of birth is licit, unless it be done at a time, and in ways in which, according to the usual course of things, the life of the mom and the child be provided for. Ethics, then, and the Church concur in training, that no action is lawful which straight ruins fetal life. It is additionally clear that removing the living fetus prior to it is practical, is damaging its life, as straight as it would be killing a grown man straight, to plunge him into a medium in which he cannot live, and hold him there till he expires. Nonetheless, if medical treatment or surgical operation, required to conserve a mom's life, is put on her organism, though the youngster's death would, or at least might, follow as a regretted however unavoidable consequence, it must not be preserved that the fetal life is thereby straight attacked. Moralists concur that we are not always prohibited from doing exactly what is authorized in itself, though evil consequences may follow which we do not desire. The good impacts of our acts are then straight meant, and the bin sorry for evil effects are reluctantly allowed to follow because we could not avoid them. The evil therefore allowed is said to be indirectly intended. It is not imputed to us offered for conditions are verified, specifically, that we do not want the bad results, however make all acceptable efforts to avoid them, that the instant effect be good in itself, that the evil is not made a method to acquire the good result, for this would be to do evil, that good might come of it, a treatment never allowed, that the great impact be as vital a minimum of as the wicked effect. All four conditions may be validated in treating or operating on a female with child. The death of the child is not intended, and every acceptable precaution is taken to conserve its life. The immediate impact intended, the mother's life, is good. No damage is done to the child. In order to save the mother, the conserving of the mother's life is in itself as good as the conserving of the child's life. Of course, provision should be produced the child's spiritual along with for its physical life, and if by the treatment or operation in question the child were to be robbed of baptism, which it might get if the operation were not performed, then the evil would be greater than the excellent repercussions of the operation. In this case the operation cannot lawfully be performed. Whenever it is possible to baptize an embryonic child prior to it expires, Christian charity requires that it be done, either prior to or after shipment, and it could be done by any sort of one, even though he be not a Christian. History consists of no reference of criminal abortions antecedent to the duration of decadent morality in traditional Greece. The crime appears not to have prevailed in the time of Moses, either among the Jews or among the bordering countries, else that fantastic lawmaker would definitely have actually spoken in stricture of it. No reference of it occurs in the long enumeration of sins laid to the feet of the Canaanites. The very first reference to it is found in the books attributed to Hippocrates, who required doctors to bind themselves by oath not to give to women beverages fatal to the child in the womb. At that duration voluptuousness had damaged the morals of the Greeks, and Aspasia was instructing means of obtaining abortion. In later times the Romans came to be still more base and bolder in such practices, for Ovid composed concerning the upper classes of his countrymen, Nunc uterum viciat qui vult formosa videri, rarac, in hoc elevo, est qui volit esperans. 3 centuries later on we meet with the first record of laws enacted by the state to inspect this crime. Exile was decreed against moms guilty of it, while those who administered the potion to acquire it were, if nobles, sent to particular islands, if plebeians, condemned to work in the metal mines. Still the Romans in their regulation appear to have aimed at penalizing the incorrect done by abortion to the dad or the mother, as opposed to the inappropriate done to the unborn child. The very early Christians are the first on record as having actually pronounced abortion to be the murder of humans, for their public apologists, Athenagoras, Tertullian, and Minutus Felix Eschbach, Disp. Phys. Disp. Ei, to negate the slander, that a child was slain, and its flesh consumed, by the visitors at the Agape, appealed to their laws, as forbidding all manner of murder, even that of kids in the womb. The fathers of the Church unanimously maintained the same doctrine. In the 4th century, the Council of Illiberis decreed that Holy Communion must be declined all the rest of her life, even on her deathbed, to an adulteress who had actually obtained the abortion of her child. The 6th Ecumenical Council determined for the whole Church that anybody who acquired abortion must bear all the punishments brought upon non-murderers. In all these trainings and enactments, no difference is made between the earlier and the later stages of gestation. 4. Though the opinion of Aristotle, or similar speculations, pertaining to the moment when the logical soul is instilled into the embryo, were almost accepted for many centuries, still it was always held by the Church that he who ruined exactly what was to be a man was guilty of damaging a human life. The great frequency of criminal abortion stopped any place Christianity became set up. It was a criminal activity of comparatively uncommon incident in the Middle Ages. Like its friend criminal activity, divorce, it did not once more come to be a threat to society till of late years. Other than at times and in places influenced by Catholic principles, just what medical writers call obstetric abortion, as distinct from criminal, though both are indefensible on moral grounds, has constantly been a common practice. It was typically performed by means of craniotomy, or the crushing of the child's head, to conserve the mother's life. Hippocrates, Celsus, Avicenna, and the Arabian school usually created a number of vulnerating instruments to get in and crush the child's cranium. In more current times, with the advance of the obstetric science, more conservative measures have progressively prevailed. By use of the forceps, by skill acquired inversion, by procuring premature labor, and especially by asepticism in the caesarean section and various other equivalent operations, medical science has actually located much improved methods of conserving both the child and its mother. Of late years, such progress has been made in this matter that craniotomy on the living child has passed out of respectable practice. However, abortion correct before the unborn child is sensible is still commonly used, particularly in ectopic pregnancy, and there are numerous men and women who may be called professional abortionists. In previous times, civil laws against all kinds of abortion were very severe among Christian nations. Among the Visigoths, the penalty was death, or privation of sight, for the mother who permitted it, and for the father who consented to it, and death for the abortionist. In Spain, the woman guilty of it was buried alive. An edict of the French King Henry II in 1555, renewed by Louis XVI in 1708, inflicted capital punishment for adultery and abortion integrated. Later French law, i.e., early 20th century, punished the abortionist with imprisonment, and doctors, surgeons, and pharmacists who recommend or provide the means, with the charge of required labor. For England, Blackstone mentioned the law as follows: life is the immediate gift of God, a right intrinsic by nature in every individual, and it begins, in contemplation of law, as soon as a baby has the ability to stir in its mother's womb. For if a lady is quick with child, and by a remedy, or otherwise, eliminates it in her womb, or if anyone beats her, where the child dies, and she is delivered of a dead child, this, though not murder, was by the ancient law homicide or manslaughter. However, the contemporary law does not look upon this offense in so atrocious a light, but merely as a horrendous misdemeanor. In the United States, regulation in this matter is neither stringent nor consistent, nor are convictions a regular incident. In a few of the states, any type of physician is allowed to obtain abortion whenever he judges it essential to save the mother's life. The Catholic Church has not changed her rigorous prohibition of all abortion, but, as we have seen above, she has actually made it more guaranteed. About the charges she causes upon the guilty parties, her present regulation was fixed by the Bull of Pius IX Apostolici Sedis. It decrees excommunication, that is, deprivation of the sacraments and of the prayers of the Church, when it come to any of her participants, and various other privations besides in the case of clergymen, against all who look for to acquire abortion, if their action produces the result. penalties need to always be strictly translated. Therefore, while anyone who voluntarily helps in obtaining abortion, in any way whatever, does morally wrong, only those incur the excommunication, who themselves in fact and efficaciously obtain the abortion. And the abortion here indicated is that which is strictly so called, specifically, that executed before the child is viable. For no one, however, the lawgiver deserves to expand the law beyond the terms in which it is shown. On the other hand, no one could restrict its meaning by exclusive authority, so out make it less than the received regards to church language truly symbolize. Now Gregory XVI had enacted the penalty of excommunication for abortion of a quickened child, but the present law makes no such distinction, and therefore it needs to be in different ways understood. That distinction, however, puts on another impact which might result from the procuring of abortion, namely, he who does so for a child after quickening incurs an irregularity, or barrier to his obtaining or working out orders in the church. However, he would not incur such irregularity if the embryo were not yet quickened. The terms quickened and animation in present usage are put on the child after the mother can regard its movement, which normally takes place about the 116th day after conception. But in the old canon law, which set up the irregularity right here described, the animation of the embryo was expected to take place on the 40th day for a male child, and on the 80th day for a female child. In such matters of canon law, just as in civil law, lots of technicalities and complexities occur, which it often takes the expert pupil to understand completely. In regard to the decisions of the Roman tribunal quoted above, it is proper to remark that while they claim the respect and faithful adhesion of Catholics, they are not irreformable, because they are not conclusive judgments, nor do they go ahead directly from the Supreme Pontiff, who alone has the authority of infallibility. If ever before reasons ought to develop, which is most improbable, to alter these pronouncements, those reasons would receive due factor to consider.